Blog Talk Radio.
And now let us start and reference to the student.
Good morning. They're working. They're working. They're clearing their throat right now.
Thanks, damn it, Mom.
Part. It was not what I expected, but I enjoyed it anyway.
Was it magical?
It was, yes.
Yeah. Mike. All kinds of sex and magic.
Right? Oh, and I love...
Sorry, what's the show about again? What were you doing?
I love the way Channing Tatum moves. I just love the way his body moves. I just really would like to be underneath his body while he does those moves.
I just need to be in the vicinity personally.
Those moves.
I just, he don't.
I'm ready for Magic Melissa to come out. So whenever they make Magic Melissa.
Did you see Magic Mike? They had a Magic Melissa in there.
They did.
They had a Magic Melissa in there.
And she was badass too.
Oh, yeah. Did they really? I didn't even see that.
They covered all sexual.
Oh, well, she needs to get her own spin off.
They covered all sexual food.
Because I think I would enjoy Magical Melissa too. Because I have seen live some shirts that are freaking amazing. They really need.
I've gone to see some. They always in New Orleans when they have the what are they? I was gonna say the bisexual. It's not the bisexual. What is it? Unisex strip clubs where they have both in one. The men and the women.
Mm-hmm. You know. That would be kind of
confusing. I act like I know what I'm talking about.
I do. That would be. Yeah. That's a little confusing for me. I wouldn't know which side to go to. Because
I'm bisexual, but I was confused because, you know, obviously I'm all about, you know, woman power. And I know you're like, it's a stripper. Hey, she's there making money. I'm not going to begrudge the girl her money. So I'm like, I want to help her. But then he's cute. So, okay,
see,
here's a dollar.
Thing is, I don't enjoy male strippers as much as female strippers because male strippers have parts that fling, and that bothers me. I don't know why.
It's not the parts that fling.
Then you might
me.
Not
They're
like that one
than
game. I'm gonna look that up.
All right. While she's thinking of that, let me go ahead and
There's
introduce
a game.
The show. Hold on. Let me introduce the show. Then we can talk about parts flinging because that really does creep me out. I don't know why. All right, it is Thursday, July 11th, 2013. It's time for Gamingatrix, GGR, Gamer Girls Radio. I forgot what the name was. I just said a whole bunch just so you know it's us. It's time for us. It's our Rough, Raw, and Ready show.
When you said that, I heard, You Don't Know Jack in my head. It's time for Flicker Piss Nose Scum. I was like, why did that come into my head just then? Too much games. I'm having game interest.
Girl, I took a nap and had dreams about Star Wars. Oh,
that would be because I played the Death March before.
I can't tell if that's an arousal. Like,
no, that's
oh, Mount Your Friends. That's what it's called.
Oh. Anyway, I'm Snow White.
What is the game like?
Don't make me come through this at you. I'm trying to introduce the show.
What?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's okay. Oh, I kind of like that. Okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Run, Molly, run.
I am Snow White. Then we have Gamingatrix/Corey up in the hizzle, who is trying to keep a hold on us, but me and Molly are off the chain tonight. We can't even help it. And, of course, there's Molly Pop. What?
You forgot to do her sound effect.
What?
She distracted me. She said something, and then I got distracted. What? Ginger Rocks is still slightly under the weather. She is doing fine. Everything's okay. She's just, you know, not here. But send her love through Twitter and all that other good stuff, because we do miss her. We miss you, Miss Ginger. Just so you know.
She's watching her Ginger Twitter and Facebook, and you know she's not going to be more than 2 feet away from her stuff. So she's, every once in a while you see her pop, she posts something on Facebook, and then she ninjas out. So don't be waiting for her to respond to you. She's got limited time. She can be on the computer, so.
Yeah.
But send her love. She likes that.
Yeah.
Tell her you miss her.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I give up the phone? I can't remember. Do I give up the phone number on Thursdays?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right.
347-215-7977.
You know what? I will.
Ooh, ninja.
That's okay. I say it better anyway. Anyway, our call-in number, if you want to call and chat with us, but keep in mind, ladies and gents, that if you are off topic, we will boot you. But we enjoy the phone call. I mean, you're helping us out when you call. I hope you know that. It's 347-215-7977. You're welcome to call in. But if you try to troll us, keep in mind we troll back. Okay.
Hard.
Yes. All right.
Troll hard. Yeah.
So, okay. I...
What?
I actually got a game before the Steam site was down. I did. I got the Final Fantasy game.
The Steam site is down again?
I don't know.
Oh, you got Final Fantasy?
Did, yes, but I tried to play it, and obviously it was meant for a console, but they kind of ported it over to Windows, and I was just super excited. I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I tried to play it, and the very first screen that pops up is where you choose, like, new game or continue, and the little freaking hand wouldn't stop flipping between it, and it was going like a million miles an hour, and I'm, like, hitting buttons, and I don't know what I'm doing, and click, click. And nothing will work.
All right. Well, heads up to the rest of you out there. We've been calling out the deals all day, so I'm gonna call out one for you. I'll do it throughout the show too, just you know, because some of y'all are like serious business and you can't get on the page. You don't know what you want. Right now, there's a vote going on, community choice for you to pick from three games. Saints Row. The third is if you vote for that one, it's gonna be $5. Mass Effect 2 will be $6, and Star Wars 2. The Sith Lords will be $3.40. We vote for Saints Row because we just had a lovely interview with one of the
stars
of Saints Row. So who wants to make the money? I vote for the Sims, which is not on the list. But yeah,
I think I'm.
That was earlier, but it did not win. Borderlands 2-1 actually.
What?
Borderlands 2-1 for your when you voted for Dishonored. I'm sorry. It's $10.19. It's the 19 cents. I'm all scrambled up in there because I got to cute somebody who's messing with my head. Anyway, stop it. Stop messing with my line.
Hey, Dark says you guys are quiet. It says I'm fine, but you guys are quiet.
That is not our fault. That would be Snow White.
How is that my fault?
Because it'd be your fault.
Don't make me come through this line at you. I will.
I'm trying to get you to do it. Break
it.
You miss me. That's why.
Yes, I do.
If I was there, we would go out to eat, and we would drink Cosmopolitans and cause our server to be really highly confused. You remember her?
Well, Erica Chill says we sound fine to her. Hello!
Gosh,
well, hello there. You know what? My mic is low. I'm going to turn it up just a little bit. Is that better there, Joe? Can you hear me better, Joe? Hi,
Can
Joe.
You hear me now?
He won't answer me. Okay, we got two chat rooms open for your listening pledge.
So you got more lady gamer.
Hey there. We got... Bring them on. We have
more
two chat rooms open for your listening pleasure. If you can I get this out, please. Thank you.
No,
if you are unable to watch Twitch, you are somewhere with your. I'm trying to help our listeners. Thank you. If you are listening via your cell phone, you cannot watch Twitch, and some people's phones cannot run Twitch. I understand. I feel your pain. You can go over to blogtalkradio.com/GamerGirlsRadio and listen there, and you might even be able to run the chat via your phone, but I'm not sure. And if you can watch, you can pop over to Twitch, and I tweet out the links every now and again. All right. why do people decide to, why does everybody decide they want to talk to me like right now? What is it about right now on a Thursday when I'm suddenly popular? Nobody talks to me all week long. I'm minding my own business.
Hey.
I'm trying to get stuff done. I'm trying to talk to some of you.
Hey. I talk
Not
to
you. You know who I'm talking about. Other folks.
Oh. Tell them folks.
What did I just say?
I don't know. I'm tired. Oh. Uh-oh.
Crack killed Applejack. He jumped
in
and he can jump back, just so you know.
I
did
think,
we?
Yes.
Molly!
Molly Pop!
Molly!
Hello?
Oh. All right. Drop
there
me like I'm hot. All right. I'm back. I apologize.
All right. So it's all right, darling. We're going to let you slide this time. Okay, we got to jump into something here because we're kind of rambling, and you two are, if I don't control you, or just off the chain. We must talk about our topic from this morning that had us all a flutter, was that there was a study done that says some of you like your cell phone more than taking a shower and more than sex.
What the hell?
I'm trying to understand. Yes, more than taking a shower and more than taking sex. No, I can't see the shower really, because maybe that's why they're not having sex, because they're not showering. Do anybody think maybe that's the reason why?
Why not just have sex in the shower?
Some of
you
don't
want it. Two birds, one stone.
With the cell phone.
Oh, dude, that would take some mad skills.
Yeah,
right
get the new Samsung with the water resistant. You're good to go.
See, here's the thing I don't understand, though. How can you possibly have sex and put focus on the phone? Somebody's not doing what they're supposed to. If you're more interested in the phone, your partner is not doing what they're supposed to do. I'm going to go ahead and lay that out for you. Ladies, trust me on this. If you are more interested in a damn phone than what your partner is doing, your partner, male, female, what have you, is not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Cat, dog, goat, whatever it is.
Whatever it is that floats your boat. Whatever it is that floats your boat, we don't care, all right?
Nah,
whatever makes you happy.
I still want to open this piece, but.
I just don't get it. See, what are you doing
now,
on
this
the phone?
Study, I don't know, but it was 2,000 people they did the study on. It wasn't a large amount of people that like to use their cell phone during sex, but I'm just surprised that it made it on the grid. Of course, the largest amount of people, the activity that they were using the cell phone, obviously, is the most dangerous one, which is while driving. And then the next one is in the movie theater, and then on a dinner date, and at a child school function, and then in church, then in the shower, and sex was last. But still, again, it shouldn't even be on the list. And I don't know why the shower was on the list, because this study came out before the Samsung phone that's waterproof. You know, so who was in the shower with the cell phone trying to do stuff? And I'm going to tell you now, guys out there, you ever end up going out on a date with me and you pull out a cell phone at dinner, you can say bye-bye to that cell phone. If you pull out a cell phone when I'm in the car with you and you are driving, you can say goodbye to your cell phone, because I will take it and throw it out the window. And that is not a joke. That is not me
you
pretending.
Can say
That's
goodbye
not me
to the
you know,
cell
saying,
phone.
Oh, I'm.
You can say goodbye to the cell phone. And
yeah, I'm
going to
take it and
say,
throw it out the window.
No. And chances are you can say goodbye to me, too, because if this phone is more important than I am, especially if we just started dating, bitch, find another person, because I ain't putting up with it. Screw
not
that.
On a date, and definitely not while driving.
No.
Not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Now, in church, I might be the one using the cell phone. You know what I'm dying to do?
What?
With
cell
phone in church.
Oh, no.
Did you see what I posted? Anybody see the song I posted up this morning on Facebook? Was a song by Biggie Smalls called Warning.
Oh, no.
I'm just dying to pull that out in church one day and just start singing the lyrics to that. Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
and then act all shocked by it. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even realize that was on. I'm so sorry.
Oh, baby, and Adrian has to set that to my alarm. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It was the gospel version.
version of the song,
when I was
though.
At
no.
That reminds me, I set my alarm when I was at PAX East a couple years ago. I remember my alarm was from Office Spaces, and now the funeral is over, and all the tears are dried up. And so if you could have that be your next one. Because I think that would be really respectful and enlightening.
I did have an alarm set at PAX, but nobody wanted to get angry with me because it was Baby Natrix saying, good morning, Mommy, it's time to get up. And everybody was like, oh, I want to be mad. You sound so cute.
Okay,
which one of you has
not
Twitch
me,
open?
Dude. I have Twitch open, but it's muted. I checked.
Mine's paused.
Wait a minute. Do I have a window open? Let me see. Nope, it's these, not me either.
We've got to figure out why the damn echo keeps happening. It's driving me crazy.
I don't know. It's going to be you. No, it's got to be you.
It is not me. I have Twitch open, but it's muted. Seriously.
Anybody have Blog Talk open?
No. Do
one of you have Blog Talk
open? Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, ma'am.
I have Blog Talk open as well, but it's muted.
What a quandary. We must figure this one out. Anyway. All right. Well, see, now I'm not hearing it. One of y'all did something. Somebody was up to something.
I found a clue.
Bad girl.
We didn't do anything.
I found a clue.
There it is. It's back.
What the heck? Oh, and it came back. All right.
Is it me?
So, how are you all feeling? I don't know.
Mute your mic, Molly.
For a little while?
Yeah, it's Molly.
It's you. It's Molly.
Mute your mic for a little bit. Just shut up.
Okay, how are y'all feeling about this whole Steam sale and the Steam site just keeps continually going down every couple of minutes?
You know what? I would like the first inclination, of course, is to be like, damn it, Steam, why you no work? But the fact of the matter is it could possibly be someone trying to inundate Steam service with denial of service attacks like they were doing that one indie game. You remember that?
Yeah, but I don't think so. I think they just bit off more than they can chew. I mean, the Steam game summer sale, I mean, last year people knew about it, but I didn't hear many people doing, especially not doing what we've been doing all day, which is telling everybody, like, that BioShock Infinite pack is 50% off and it's $249. I'm just saying. But
you don't make it worse.
Yeah, but oh yeah, I am making it worse. But we're not the only ones doing it. Like, I was in Second Life and I heard somebody in Second Life announcing Steam sales, and other forums and places that I've been, people are actually doing the exact same thing. They're kind of calling it out. So I think they just bit off more than they can chew. Go ahead.
And they're also really pushing the trading cards now too. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if that has something to do with it as well. Because you've got all the connectivity with trading cards, collecting them, earning them, and all that. Boshi, I don't know. I don't earn anything ever. But there's a lot of shit going on for Steam right now. So, and there's just a lot of good games, too. I mean, just BioShock alone is probably enough. And then you've got a lot of other good indie titles.
I mean, it's all of the BioShock.
Steam knows what's up.
Yeah. Don't Starve is one of my favorite indie titles. Have you played Don't Starve yet, Molly?
No, I was going to buy it.
Yeah, you do buy it.
I'm
going to
hopefully buy
titles.
It before it.
You're waiting for it to go down? Just a little bit. Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for it to go up.
I got to go.
Bye.
Is
it down
for
Architect on
sale?
Can
somebody come back? I can't find it.
I don't know. You guys keep talking over each other, and I'm confused.
Well, no, because we got a little bit of a lag, and I don't know why.
I don't either.
Which is weird. I'm just trying to check out the Prison Architect for the same summer.
What was that?
No, it is not. That sucks. Come on, Prison Architect. It is on sale. Prison Architect is $26.99. I can't believe Snow hasn't tried to get Prison Architect. You haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Let me just go ahead and give you a link to this page so you can share it with the other people.
I don't want to buy it anymore. I don't want to buy anything else.
Well, yeah, but you got to see
this. Well,
and
there's also Amazon sales going on too, right?
Would you both shut up? What?
Yes. Go ahead and run that little trailer there for Prison Architect.
I'm working on it.
Prison Architect is another indie title simulator. You know, we're big on some of us here are big on simulators. We run the gamut of all kind of game players here. Yeah, but you gotta check that one out. I think Amazon is running a sale, and I think Microsoft is either getting ready to run a sale or already running it. PlayStation is also looking at running one. Everybody's trying to get in on it. We appreciate the love. I got to have this Prison Architect game. I'm watching this cop beat the hell out of his prisoners with his nightstick, and I'm just loving it. I must have it. Snow, are you looking at it? Did
I
you
really
look at
wish
it yet? Did you look at it?
It's coming up slowly but surely. I don't know. You know what? I don't know if my computer can handle doing the streaming shit is what's really going on. I think I need to upgrade.
Uh-oh. You need to upgrade?
I do.
Like Beyonce and Jay?
Yes. It's
I see that right there?
I had
Joseph, you can... Go ahead, Molly.
Oh, no, I
Fit
was...
that one.
Kind of... I wanted to, because I don't know if you guys saw about, like, the whole PlayStation 4 thing with, like, the digital library being accessible from any PlayStation 4. And I was,
yeah,
like, reading about
from
how it's, like...
PlayStation 4, but everywhere.
How...
Everywhere.
What do you mean? Like, from, like, computer and mobile?
We got major lag. Well, what I saw from this morning is they were saying they are... It's accessible from your PlayStation 4, your PlayStation 3, and your Vita is what I thought I saw this morning.
Oh, okay. I guess I hadn't seen the updated version.
Hey.
But what was more interesting to me was that they also compared what the Xbox One was going to do, and then when they reversed the console's DRM policies. And I was just kind of like, I feel like Sony is really just saying, like, you could have done this and not have been a huge asshole about, like, owning your shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. That's what I've been saying. Because I liked that aspect of the Xbox One. Truly, I did. It still has cloud-based storage, obviously. But I liked not needing a disc. I liked all of that. I just want to own what I pay for. And I don't want people looking at my Tigos and through the Kinect. That's all I'm saying. Xbox.
Did you say your takeout?
my Tigos.
Takeout?
No, I want some fucking takeout. Would y'all just stop?
She said Tigo Bitty.
But it's just interesting because, Yeah. It's just interesting because, I mean, it shows, like, you can have the best of both worlds is really what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? And it was just kind of like, maybe I'm misunderstanding what Xbox One was trying to do, but it was like, it was either DRM issues and online or digital blah, 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 or no digital library and no DRM issues. You know, and it was just like, why can't we have a little bit of digital library, a little bit of disc stuff, disc-based games?
Well,
that's what I meant to say.
I honestly believe that
unless
Matrick
I misunderstand something.
I think Matrick had a lot to do with things going even further south than they did. The backlash I heard after a while was not even that, you know, what Microsoft was doing. It was him. And then he suddenly jumped ship, and then they changed their policies as soon as he's gone. Now, I'm not saying he was the one who was putting the policies into place, but he was not helping. Mm-hmm. He needs some major PR training, or he needs to just keep his fucking mouth shut. Just don't say anything. You can't even stand there and look pretty. You just need to hide in the back, dude. Because he wasn't even cute. Just go stand in the back, anything. Put your glasses on, sit down, play with your cell phone, babe.
I thought you were going to tell him, play with yourself.
Play some Angry Birds.
I thought you were going to tell
no,
him, play
with yourself, on baby. And some Angry Birds. See, I see you looking at that game.
Yeah,
I see, I see you keep running the trailer.
It looks interesting. The only thing is, I wish it would be a little more pleasing to the eye. It doesn't have to be, like, super graphical, but the people don't look like people.
They're not supposed to.
That bothers me, though.
But I love it. The gameplay is awesome. I love when I send the preacher by. Well, I haven't played it yet. I love when you can send the preacher by to the prisoner before he dies and give him his last rites. I love it.
You are sick.
That's kind of hot.
She is a little sick.
Yes,
yes.
I am.
Yes.
That's why I like. I do like. That's why I like simulators. I like to be a little sadistic to these little digital people. You can't do that to real people. They remember stuff and they get all mad. We punch them in the face and stuff.
I'm way too much of a micromanager for that. Like, everything has to be perfect.
Sometimes I look a little chaos. All right, now, this one slipped by us today, actually. Second Life, peep this, and we're big players of Second Life over here. Linden Labs bought a company called Desura, and so they're going to be, and Desura is a digital distribution company. So they're going to be selling games. Desura specializes in niche indie and alpha-funded titles with games like Mountain Blade, which we talked about often here, Guncraft, and Rogue Legacy. What's going on over there, Linden Labs?
I want to know what they're up to,
they already
personally.
Have three games. I do, too. They already have three games. They have, a lot of people don't know this. They have Second Life, Versu, and the Creatorverse. And all of them are, you know, kind of player-user-built platforms. So I'm surprised to see them grab a digital distribution, and I'm surprised to see them do anything. They pretty much stay in their lane, and they're the only one in their lane. There's nobody else that has been able to touch them so far. What are you, oh, my God, about? What happened?
No, I turn off. I use,
are you trying
like,
to buy stuff on Steam?
Thing on my computer. God, I wish. No, I use that Flux thing to adjust the lighting on my computer, and I accidentally exited out of it, and it is very different. Because I've gotten used to that, the way it looks. Like my eyes just exploded.
Oh, you're going to be all right, baby.
Don't mind me.
You're going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
Is there viscous fluid all over the screen now?
So much viscous fluid, you have
That's
no idea.
Call the coroner.
Oh,
okay,
we're at Comic-Con, by the way.
Who do I want you to see for us? It's just for us. Those of you who are trying to get on Steam page, I'm sorry to report it is down again.
Corey, you broke it earlier.
It makes sense to the live stream of it being down.
So, someone is live streaming the page being down and up and then out, down and then up again. Oh, you're watching that. I see what's happening here.
It looks interesting, and I'm kind of watching it, and it looks like something I might enjoy. I just really wish that the people looked more like people.
Mm-mm, that right there is adorable.
Even like tiny little people.
They do look like tiny people. I think they're adorable. Adorable. Joe's with me. Joe, are you with me there? Prison
okay,
Architect,
I'll
down.
Pause it. I paused it. Okay. Gosh.
She is. Do you see the priest there giving him his last rites? Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's what you get. I don't know what you did. Like, I don't know what you did, but you deserve it. Yeah, I'm going to be the worst prison warden ever.
You really are. You're going to be like, guards are going to be beating prisoners in the bathroom, and yeah, it's going to be bad.
I am. Like a Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, that'll be me. That's going to be fun. So anybody know what the hell Linden Labs is up to?
No.
Apparently the people who play on Desura will see no service interruption. Other thing that happened this week is Ouya is responding to, you know what? That is not new. Why would y'all send me that? That was months ago, people. I need new stuff. Don't be sending me old news, Ouya, trying to slip one by me.
I love that word, Ouya. I love hoorah. That's what it reminds me of every time
Ouya.
We say it. Or like,
that's probably why they picked it.
A Swedish girl getting her freak on. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. That
kind of thing. No, ma'am. All right, let me move along. How are you guys feeling about Xbox One is actually selling out pre-order?
The echo's getting more time.
I mean,
Corey?
Hello, what happened to my people?
I think Molly dropped.
We lost our Molly again.
There she is.
No, I'm here. I'm here. No,
Molly,
I'm here.
Dropped.
I'm here.
Molly dropped. Molly dropped. Okay.
Drop me like I'm hot.
Well, yes. Stop harassing me. Okay, yes. How do you feel about the Best Buy sold out of Xbox One orders as well? I know PlayStation 4 was first, and I kind of saw that coming. GameStop said no more PlayStation 4 orders, but we were super, super shocked to hear Xbox One actually sold out.
Yeah, that actually surprised the hell out of me, because I totally expect the PS4 to get sold out. That was like a no-brainer. But whenever they said the Xbox One got sold out, I just kind of went and stared at the screen for a little while. I didn't understand why. I mean, seriously, guys? Service business? You want an Xbox One? Service business?
I think that the changing the DRM issues and all that stuff did help, because then people who wanted to buy one anyway were like, oh, now I can see, guys, I can totally buy it. See, it's fixed.
It's not fixed. So then, not fixed.
Well, people like you and I know that. No.
Oh, that's
but
true.
Some people do not.
Because they don't want to know, think they live in the dark and they like to stay there. We had a lovely argument with a guy on our Facebook page who was going on and on about, if you're a real gamer, you'll buy the Xbox, you'll support Microsoft. I says, no, as a real gamer, I'm going to tell Microsoft, I don't want this bullshit you're trying to sell me, and I want a good console. I'm going to hold you to task. It's not like I'm buying a pack of gum, is what we have to explain to people. It's not a pack of gum you're buying, people. You're buying a $400 to $500 piece of machinery that you're paying for them to spy on you. So the DRM was not enough for me. I want the connecting gone. I want a regular Xbox. I don't want it looking at me, and I don't need to talk to it. Sometimes that's convenient. I will tell them that.
I already talked
to
myself.
Yell at my Xbox from across the room the other day. Yeah, but I don't want it looking at my facial expressions. You know, that's going to bother me.
The whole thing with
Xbox
just bothers me. I wouldn't
be able to watch my shows without being
And you know, and we even said there are some people that like to watch TV in skivvies or less.
I do the show in my skivvies or less. I'm just telling y'all.
Right?
So I really don't want to be sitting here having to cover up. I'm trying to cover up while I'm playing Xbox. Hold on, y'all. I got to take it. Yeah. I'm done for the night.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Let me steer this back into a more professional lane. Right now, Best Buy is no longer taking online pre-orders for Xbox One. Amazon has halted reservations for the day one edition of Xbox One. However, you can still order a standard Xbox One, but there is no guarantee you will get it on launch day. We're telling you so you don't start flipping out. I can't wait till that day. Twitter's going to go crazy. I ordered Xbox One from Amazon and it's not coming in. They already told you. Pay attention.
They're going to bitch anyway.
They're going to bitch anyway. They are. Those of you who want an Xbox One day one, they are. You want an Xbox One day one edition, you can still pre-order one from Toys R Us, GameStop, and other places. The PlayStation 4 pre-orders remain open at Best Buy and Amazon. Walmart and Target are currently taking launch reservations for both systems. So you all forget about Walmart and Target. I do not. If I had to choose between the two, I would say go with Target. Target, they are very serious about launch days for consoles, meaning they have a constable there with a gun. Mm-hmm. And you may say, what is the significance of this? The significance of this is when you walk out with your console, you don't have to worry about anybody mugging you for your console. And I know you're like laughing, but I'm dead serious.
That shit
people were getting mugged for consoles. Yeah.
People kill each other over Furbies. I would not doubt that somebody would kill somebody over a $500 console.
I almost got decked at Christmas time because I picked up a toy in the Disney store, and this soccer mom, cute little soccer mom, said, "That is mine." I went, "Whoa, it's yours. All right, cool. I'll be over here."
I had that.
I'll be over here with your toy. No big deal.
In Toys R Us over. You know the monster with the Monster High dolls? I went and I was there standing behind this guy who had come up. I guess he came up from Mexico or wherever he was from, or Spain. I know he spoke some version of Spanish. I just don't know where he was from. And he was lining up the Monster High dolls to buy them. And then he decided, you know, as I was picking up dolls, he tells me, "No, those are mine." I said, "These are up here on this shelf. I will step on you and kick you. I'm not going to even take your dolls. I'm just going to step on you and kick you because you are on the floor telling me what I can't touch. You do not own Toys R Us." Then he's like, "I'm sorry, I just have to get a lot of them." I don't care. I do not care. My child is standing here, too. She wants a doll. So, no. These people are crazy. Anyway, that was not what we were talking about. But, yeah, make sure if you're going to go somewhere, especially this is going to be holiday time, make sure I would pick Target probably above all of them. I have never seen a GameStop have a Constable there or a Walmart or a Toys R Us, any of them. Matter of fact, if you're in Houston, I will tell you which Toys R Us not to go to unless you specifically want to be mugged. That is the Toys R Us at the corner, at three corners. Do not go to that Toys R Us. They don't even turn on their lights during launch night in the parking lot. You will get mugged, I promise.
Mugs R Us.
Yeah, it's no longer Toys R Us. It's Mugs R Us.
There
yeah.
you go. It's Mugs R Us. And I don't mean to badmouth you, Toys R Us. Remember, launch day is okay. Target, very, very safe. They have all their lights on. They have somebody patrolling. Like, if you want to go camp out, like I did for the Wii, all night, they will. When you go into the store, the constable escorts all of you into the store, and they have a nice little lane and everything to walk you through. Only thing missing is a red carpet, and he walks you over. And, yes, the constable stands there with his hand on his gun. I thought that was hilarious. And some little lady walks up and says, I need to get in line. And he says, for what? Yeah, she says, "I need to get in line." He says, "For what?" "Well, I want to get a Wii for my son." He says, "Do you have one of these little things right here?" And he pulls out a ticket. And she's like, "No, but I need to get a Wii for my son." "You don't have one of these. You don't get in line." "But I need to get a Wii for my son." "Ma'am, back up." He had his hand on his gun. "Just back up. just back away. I don't want to have to hurt you." Yeah, so that's why they stand there. And then I got escorted to my car, made sure I got in, and I locked the doors, and I went home with my Wii, feeling all safe and love. Now, my GTA copy? I had my knife in my boot. Y'all be careful. Please be careful.
I have now.
Of course,
even
you could order
places,
from Amazon and stay home.
Yeah, even in places that aren't the hood, you can still get mugged. Trust me on this.
Yeah. See that, Molly? Have you heard our tips to find the hard to find games? We tell people to go to the hood.
Yes.
Yes, go to the hood. Find pretty much any game when they tell you we will share with you to share with the lovely people of Ghost Volta. Since I don't know if you all listen to us every week, but you can. And when we say the hood, we mean the bad neighborhood, the one you're scared to go in. There is always a Best Buy or a Walmart there, and they always have copies of games that they tell you are sold out everywhere in the city. Always have copies. They usually have better than 20 because people are scared to go there. So your tip is when you go there. Take off all your jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't roll up in there with your iPhone talking on it. You're going to put your iPhone, if you're a girl, in your bra. If you're a guy, put it in your front pocket. Carry a credit card, not cash. Put that in your front pocket, bra. You walk in. Don't make any eye contact. Tell them what you need. I need a copy of BioShock Infinite 2. I need this console here. And then you walk out very fast to your car. Don't make any eye contact.
Drugs.
Get in your car quickly. Make sure. Yes. No, you don't need no drugs. Just be very quick. Don't talk to anybody if they ask you, "Hey, can I get directions?"
Act,
and then get
yes.
in the car.
Seriously.
<That's> crazy.
It works. I've done it. I seriously, there was a group of people freaking me out, and I started acting crazy because they were all eyeing me up, and then they all were like, "Woo, shit," and turned around. So act crazy. Seriously, it works.
Buck wild. I don't know. I have no desire to deal with that, all that. Like, I get stressed out just in, like, a Walmart parking lot on a normal day, not even on, like, a big sale, you know? So And I just, like, I don't want to die.
There's nobody there.
Or, like, I don't want to get stabbed. It's really, like,
there.
That's
there's nobody,
kind
there's
of
nobody
my thing.
There. On a launch day, when you go to the hood, there is nobody else there but people who usually are just hanging out in the parking lot causing trouble. So that's why we tell you, you can go there to get your game, but because it's not a lot of people, there's no safety in numbers for you either. So you have to be quick when you go in.
Right.
And we're making a joke out of it, but I'm so serious. I had to go to Best Buy in a bad neighborhood to get Guitar Hero way back when, Baby Natrix and I. She was tiny then, and we went in, and I'm telling you, it was packed. They had so many copies of Guitar Hero and the guitar, and I had called all the Best Buys, and we were like, oh, many of them anywhere in the city, and one guy says, oh, we have some, and then he told me where, and he says, I wouldn't go over there. I says, well, I'm going because I got to have it. And when I got over there, sure enough, there's people hanging out in the parking lot that are like, hey, girl, what's up? Where you going? What's your name? Say, girl.
What's
say,
your name
girl.
Is?
I was not talking. What's your name?
Yo, can
is,
I get
girl?
Out of Facebook?
Going?
Can I get out of MySpace?
No, you did not bust out the MySpace. You busted out the MySpace? Really?
MySpace still existed then, so yeah, she was right. It was dying, but it was still around when Guitar Hero came out.
Hey, yo, girl, I got some
gangsta.
New fun on my
it?
MySpace. Check it out.
What was the gangster something? Y'all know the game I'm talking about. It went to Facebook, too, but it started on MySpace. Was it Gangsters Online or something, or one of those Facebook games that has died since, where you just click open?
That sounds like something familiar with, Corey.
Yes, of course you would. What kind of gamer are you?
Not that kind, whatever that kind is.
Well.
The worst kind, apparently.
I never.
The unmitigated gall, the audacity.
I think I'm just going to wait until Christmas.
You.
And then I'll ask.
No, that's not.
And then
that's
I'll
definitely when you don't want to be going.
No, Christmas is like 400 times worse.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn it. Well,
my cousin and I,
if I don't come back after
Christmas,
that's
the time you take somebody
sale.
With you, Molly. You take one person with
know,
you,
I'm,
and you that's your lookout person.
I'm very new to, like, in terms of buying a console. Like, I bought, and we've talked about this, like, I bought the Xbox 360 at least 2 or 3 years after its initial launch. So, like, I've never had to deal with that. And so, like, when you order, like, because you can order, you can pre-order it from Sony, like the PlayStation 4 from Sony. You can pre-order the Xbox One from Microsoft Store. So how does it get shipped to you? Or do you have to pick it up somewhere if you go that route?
You're talking about if you buy a PlayStation from one of them?
Yeah, like if you order online.
I'm guessing they're gonna. Well, I don't know. Because in the past, I know with GameStop, if you ordered something, even if you ordered it online, they would send it to whatever store you told them to bring it to, and then they'd call you and tell you to come pick it up. And in all honesty, I'm kind of concerned even if you have it delivered to your house, because somebody sees the Amazon or the UPS truck pulling up and it's Christmas time. They're going to walk up and steal your box. You really just have to be, like, sitting, like, outside on your porch with a shotgun when the UPS guy arrives and is like, put that box down.
So it's no different
him.
Than any
back
other day, because that's
back
what
away.
I do already.
Yeah. There's other ways to get around that, Molly.
Yes.
Violence is not the answer.
Yes, it is.
Being naked on your front lawn will get him to leave you all the packages. See how that works?
I don't know about all that, though.
Yeah, I'm sure Dad would be real proud of his daughter.
Hey, if he opened up the box and he got something he wanted for Christmas, too, he'd be like, you are the best daughter ever. I always
yeah,
wanted one
I
of
just,
these here chains.
I don't like how you made my dad a redneck. I just don't want to deal with, like, that big crowd of people. I would just rather have it delivered to my door. I live in kind of like a secluded area. Well, not like secluded, but like, a lot of old people live by me. So, like, I don't think they even know what Amazon is. And so, like, just get it and then not have to worry about crowds, not have to worry about all that jib jab. I don't know.
Jibba jabba.
Either way, I'm going to be waiting.
Jibba jabba! Okay.
All that malarkey. Yeah, see, I'm going to love people like Thanks, you when Joe I Biden. Get to be an old lady that think I don't know what stuff is. Yeah, because I'm going to be outside your house picking up your stuff. You're going to be like, hello, I didn't get my Xbox 5. Like, it shows that Myrtle Kravitz signed for it. I don't know anybody named Myrtle Kravitz.
You don't? Oh, well,
it's like if Yertle the Turtle and Lenny Kravitz had a love child, Myrtle
yes.
Kravitz.
See, there, exactly, exactly.
There you go. Exactly. And you'll be like, what happened to my Xbox? And I'll be in the house. Bitches and cream. That's your phrase. Bitches cream. Got your Xbox 5.
You know, that sounds very pornographic to me. Bitches and cream.
Molly said it. I'm just repeating it. I learned it by watching her.
I learned it from you. I don't know. I think I'm still very on board with PlayStation 4. Eric and I were talking about this the other day. Like, if you look at the way they're marketing, it's very like, I'll admit that Microsoft did it during their press conferences a little bit, but they were like, you know, more so for Sony's end, it was them talking to developers and coming to them and asking them what they wanted, the features that they desired. And then you've got Xbox One, Microsoft, you know, saying, but, you know, any developers aren't able to self-publish. And so it's just kind of like, and I'm not trying to slight Microsoft in that sense, but even if you just look at what they're marketing as, for me, the PlayStation 4 just it's marketed towards me because I'm looking for something different in gaming now, and I don't think that the Xbox One, I don't think that Microsoft is going in the direction that I want in my games. If that makes sense.
Well, no, whether or not,
because if you look at like the marketing,
it makes perfect sense. Right now, even they just held a big press conference talking about their reorganization, and they did the same thing they did at E3, which was nobody knows what the hell they're talking about. They had Steve Ballmer on stage. They said they have no plans for layoffs. We want to extend what we're doing. They're assigning people. They're not doing the team thing, you know, where this is our Xbox team, this is our Windows team. Everybody's kind of all over the place, which I don't like. And then they keep going to the TV networks, and they're hiring people from TV networks. They're really, to me, trying to be like Sony in reverse, if that makes sense. You know, Sony was a Sony Pictures, and they've done movies and TV shows, but they started doing that in the 90s, not in 2013, and they didn't start out as a console. They just kind of gradually went over to that, and, you know, their only competition at the time was Nintendo. So I think Microsoft, I don't know what's going on at Microsoft. I don't like the direction, as Molly says, they're headed in at all, and I'm just kind of like, I think we just lost the console. I think this may be our last Xbox, honestly, guys. I think the next one's going to be like a full-on cable box.
I agree.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
And I understand that
you should have been doing this
until
you at least got the Xbox 8.
And
no game. Yeah,
I want
Xbox as a console, so they don't want it either.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, I understand it makes sense to have a lot of things connected. Like, you know, I want Netflix to be accessible from whatever console I own. I want Hulu to be accessible from whatever console I own. HBO Go, once I finally hook that up and remember to hook that up, then I can watch Game of Thrones all goddamn day. But, like, all that
Go.
Makes sense to me. Yeah, whatever. And so, like, that makes sense, but I don't and this is just me speaking personally, and I realize that I'm not speaking for a generation or a such a huge community as large as the gaming community, but I don't necessarily need, if I have all those things already, I don't really need live television, you know? Like, I'm using Hulu and Netflix for a reason. Probably because I don't have cable anyway, and you need that connection to access it, right? It's not like unless Microsoft goes down the road, which from what you're saying, kind of sounds like they may be shortly, is if it's like Microsoft TV. Then yeah, that makes sense. If they offer it at, if it's included in that goddamn monthly price, then
what,
that makes
not,
then that
is
that
thing.
Could
if
be actually something marketable. Right.
That makes no sense to me. It hasn't made sense to me even now. Okay, I have an Xbox Gold membership, and Netflix is not included. Neither is my ESPN, unless I already have it. Neither is, you know, any number of things
that they have on there,
apps and things that they have. Yeah. So why am I paying you? What am I paying you for a gold for? Explain to me why I'm paying you for this anyway. I don't understand where they're going. And I think that instead of them saying, you know what, let's just go back to the drawing board. We really kind of screwed this up. We're just going to be quiet for a while, because that would be the smart thing to do. Be quiet, go back and redesign this, and then when it gets close to launch time, then you do a whole press conference, because nobody says you all have to do this at E3. Have your own press conference. Do like Rockstar. Do you remember, you guys remember when Rockstar launched GTA 4? They had a spot on Cartoon Network. And for 4 hours, it was nothing but a clock counting down. And I will be goddamned if I didn't sit and watch that clock for an hour and a half. I was like, why am I watching this? This is nothing but a clock. Why am I watching this? I'm actually watching this GTA logo and the clock ticking down. Oh, my God, why am I watching this? And I sit and watch it some more. You can do that, Microsoft. You have that kind of money.
I would argue Microsoft has been smart before, because the initial Xbox, like when they had that real good grasp of the community, you know, I'm talking about like when Trixie 360 was around, and you know, you had the major, that stuff may be on the dashboard now, but I'm going to sound like an old grandma. I don't fucking know how to get to it if it is.
See, I'm not the only one. I've been seeing it. People can't fucking find shit on my dashboard. I can't find shit. I mean, nothing.
I remember when Sent You a Message got canceled. I was so fucking upset. I loved that show. I loved it so much. I love those British boys.
I didn't watch any of the shows.
I think they did have a good concept of the community.
I didn't get to watch any. Well, you are absolutely right. I think the community as a whole, the whole Xbox community, they went through and they split everything up. We don't have gamer chicks anymore. I don't know what happened with Trixie, and I'm surprised she hasn't said, you know, Trixie really don't give a fuck. She's always been like that. That probably tells me nothing bad happened. She just decided to go. If it was bad, she would have told us. So we've lost all these community aspects. They, at one point, were doing a good job of bringing in I don't mind the celebrity when they're a gamer, I put it that way. What I don't want to see is Taylor Swift, who is holding her DS upside down, or Paris Hilton, you know, those types of people. But they were having celebrities that were gamers and bringing them into the community and just doing all kinds of stuff. I was at the E3 where they gave out the subscriptions for Xbox Live. And I think the first time I actually paid for Xbox Live, believe it or not, y'all, was a year and a half ago, because they used to take such good care of the community. And I was a mentor, you know, Xbox Live mentor for the longest time. And when they started doing the community play dates, I think I was in on a couple, but they just started dropping the ball with the community. As soon as Trixie was gone, Gamer Chicks is gone, and they started getting rid of the mentor program. These are things that you need to keep the community together so that we can bring the new people in. You know, maybe there is a grandma. We did meet quite a few grandmas who play Call of Duty, believe it or not. They don't know what to do when they pick up the controller.
Once they learn it, those are badass bitches. Right? I had one on the phone with me at my last job, and she was getting mad. She was like, I got to get in there. I got to get in there and own some newbies. And I just laughed. I just busted. She's like, what? I said, you have no idea how awesome that was.
No, I had one yelling in the background. After I got her, like when I got her connection up, then we had to fix the Wi-Fi, and she was yelling, "What, bitch? What?" Oh, your face! I was like, "What is that? That's my grandma." I was like, "Oh my god, bitch! Oh, your face! Oh my god!" Yeah. So, but the thing is, there's nowhere for her to go. Who is she gonna play with? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, that's fine. My hope is that, you know, there's a reason that Call of Duty, it is, that Xbox has the exclusive for Call of Duty and for all those big, you know, MLG pro circuit shit. The community, like the, and when I say community, but I mean like the in-game voice chat and just the communication aspect of it is just a lot easier and a lot more streamlined. And my hope is that, and I think from what I've seen, although I'm not going to lie, the PlayStation 4 headset looks goofy, but but I think they did say that you'll have a party chat system. They probably can't call it a party chat, so I'm sure Microsoft has gotten that. They'll have that. Yeah. So if they can get a hold of that and really, you know, say like, okay, we have a community where you can talk with your friends, and that I don't know if you've seen that video of the UI for PlayStation 4. They really did a good job, although it was goofy and cheesy as hell. They did such a good job at showing the connectivity and the interaction of people and your friends and new people and all that stuff. So I think that they're realizing what they messed up on in that aspect of the PlayStation 3, because that's why I preferred the Xbox 360 for the longest time, is because I could talk to my friends. I didn't have to be playing a game with them to play with or to talk to them. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping that
that's
a big issue or a big initiative to PlayStation 4.
I think the PlayStation caught Microsoft with their pants down. Microsoft was trying to be more like Sony, thinking that was the way to go. And why, I don't know. They did so well when 360 came out because of the community. To abandon that makes no sense. That's why Sony didn't do so well. That and the fucking console was, you know, the price of a down payment for a car. Sony realized their mistake and came back and said, let's embrace more of the community. Microsoft said, let's get rid of the community, and we'll see how we do. Did you all not pay attention to what happened with EA when they tried to do the same bullshit? Mm-hmm. We often reference The Sims here, Molly. I don't know if you play The Sims, but The Sims, part of what makes The Sims so great is they had the fucking tightest community ever.
Yep.
Some people that play Sims are more hardcore than people who play Call of Duty. You cannot fuck with the game. They will shut down the server, go into the forum. They're so serious. And EA at one time stopped doing the community thing. They stopped giving away their little things. Remember they used to give us something every Thursday? I forgot what it was called. But every Thursday you get some item for your game. They stopped doing it. They started realizing this is hurting us, and they started doing it again. They started giving out the tools again so that people could start doing their mods and actually putting them on the site. And it works for them. They realize you have to keep the community going for the game to keep going. Microsoft, why were you not paying attention? You were built as a community. That's where it started for you. Why would you abandon your community? I don't know about y'all. I'm feeling abandoned. We keep saying it over and over. I'm breaking up with you. Come pick up your shit, Microsoft. It's over. I'm sorry. We got 2 minutes.
I do have a positive thing, like, or at least a glimmer of hope, is that when I picked up my first, or when I picked up my 360 for the first time, from the moment that I plugged it in and played it to this very moment that I'm speaking right now, that console is not the same console at all. And so there is an absolute ability and possibility for Microsoft to fix a lot of this, to introduce a lot of new features. I mean, the cloud storage was introduced midway through the life cycle of Xbox 360. So they can still do that. And so I'm hoping,
it's not a bad idea.
You know, I know I have people that work for Microsoft, and I'm sure that they're going, you guys, what are you doing? And so I'm hoping that now after this whole redistribution thing, they're like, all right, let's launch and let's fix it.
Well, see, Molly, that's all great, but they also have somebody else they're not looking over their shoulder for. Apple.
Yeah.
And with that, we're gonna leave it. Yeah, y'all gotta watch out for Apple. Apple and Linux coming for them quickly. And that's all I'm allowed to say about that I know. They need to keep an eye out. All right, people. it's time for us to go. We got mere seconds left. Thank you, Molly, for stopping by. As always, we love having you. It's been a little, technically challenged.
I love being here.
Take us out, Snow.
All right, you can tune in tomorrow to catch news. Hopefully, if not, oh my gosh, that was loud. All up in my
ear. Wow.
Scared the hell out of me. And that's all I got to say about that, folks.
Corey, well, I just died.
Me so bad, I almost peed myself. All right, let's go.
Yeah.